Luke chapter 13 is talking about a woman who was healed. And it says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his own ox and donkey from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all the adversaries were ashamed, and the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Here's Jesus doing glorious things, and here's the people realizing and understanding these are great things. These are the people seeing the good news. We read this. We read Luke. This is part of the Gospels, part of the good news. The people are seeing firsthand the good news. This is good news. Here's a woman who was 18 years bound and afflicted. Here's good news. She's set free. And this can be for us too. And that's why so many people just clamored to be where Jesus was. And so when Jesus said these things, when he said, you don't understand the Sabbath, when he said, you don't understand the law, you ruler of the synagogue, the people rejoiced, and those who were opposed, those who stood like the ruler, were left to be ashamed. Now, this is important because as we were looking at Monday, the ruler clearly did not have a good understanding or even any kind of understanding. The ruler clearly did not have any understanding of what the Sabbath meant. From an Old Testament perspective, he didn't understand that the Sabbath rest that was being talked about was not, you don't work. Was not God saying, here's how you will serve me, you will do nothing, any work, and I will punish you. That's the way man interpreted, that's man adding to the word. It's misunderstanding. What God was really saying is, there's a Sabbath rest. Meaning, after 7 days of creation, and God does, in Hebrews, God does draw the comparison between the Sabbath rest and the creation. And at the end of creation, when everything was done, when all the work was finished, when the work was complete, he rested. And that's what he was trying to get the people to understand. That's what the ruler missed. The ruler didn't understand that this was the time. The Sabbath rest meant you rest in God, and God would meet all your physical needs. Now, in Hebrews, it also draws the comparison. It draws the comparison of the Israelites in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, the Israelites, you know, trying to get to that promised land. And it draws the comparison to the Sabbath rest and the promised land. In other words, and this is what the ruler of the synagogue, and this is what the religious teachers of the time should have understood. If they had a heart after God, and not after themselves, not after the world, not after man, if they had a heart after God, they would have understood that the Sabbath rest meant you enter in the same way that I created for the Israelites in the wilderness. I created a promised land where everything they needed, all their physical needs, were going to be met. I created it for them. I prepared it. All you had to do is walk into it. All you had to do is obey and believe, and in so doing, walk into it, and it was yours, and they failed to do it. But he said, this is the Sabbath rest. It's the same thing. The Sabbath rest is the trusting in God. We gave the example on Monday about the 6 days of working. On the seventh day, you don't work, because on that seventh day, what you're supposed to do is trust God to bring the increase. So that was the Old Testament version. And this ruler of the synagogue didn't even understand that. What a hard heart. I mean, the people are rejoicing because they see this woman who's afflicted, healed, and delivered. If you see someone that's, I don't even care if it's an enemy. You know, if you've got somebody that's an adversary, and you see them afflicted and suffering, and then you see them delivered, you're going to be happy for that adversary. You're going to rejoice in that. Not even the most hard-hearted person wants to see somebody. Well, maybe the most hard-hearted. But I mean, those of us that are following Jesus Christ, we don't want to see people suffering. And there's a great joy that comes when you see the miraculous take place and somebody delivered. The ruler didn't have any appreciation for that. He had no joy, no celebration with this woman for her deliverance, because his heart was wrong. Now, on Monday, we looked about how the ruler which I just highlighted, the ruler of the synagogue didn't understand the Sabbath rest in the Old Testament terms. Well, he clearly did not have any comprehension of what that Sabbath rest means in the New Covenant. And this is a beautiful thing. In the Old Covenant, which we talked about on Monday, which I just highlighted, that place of rest, that Sabbath rest, that trusting in God to meet your physical needs, these were things, that's what the Sabbath rest was. These were the things that you could expect God said he would meet those physical needs. But here's another point. It's the New Testament. It's the New Covenant. It's the New Covenant that Jesus represented. So as Jesus came and did these miracles, he was representing that there's something new, that this is what God had in the past. And what God had in the past with the Old Covenant was great. He said, if you walk in me, if you trust in and rely upon me, I will meet your needs. I'll provide for your physical needs. But now Jesus is coming. And Jesus fulfills the law. He fulfills all those things. He is the New Covenant. And that means there is a new understanding of the whole Sabbath rest as well. See, the Sabbath rest in the New Covenant is still resting in him. But it's not a rest from the physical labors. Now it's a rest. It's a spiritual resting. It's a spiritual resting in him. It's that sense of being able to spiritually rest in him and to know that God is going to take care of all of my needs. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, he has me covered in all things. All of my needs are taken care of in him. We can trust him for everything that we need. He has fulfilled all the requirements. Jesus came, he fulfilled all of the requirements. Everything has been fulfilled. So the promises that were under the old covenant pale by comparison to the promises that we have. This is what the ruler of the synagogue should have seen and been aware of and understood. Had he got his eye on the things of God. What this means now is, and this is a great difference, under the old covenant, God was saying, if you trust me, in other words, you just work 6 days, and on that seventh day, even though you really need to work 7 days to eke out your living, you work 6 days, and then you give that seventh day to me. You just worship me. You rest in me. Rest doesn't mean don't work. It doesn't mean don't water your donkeys. It doesn't mean don't heal. It means you just worship me and you say that you trust me by not doing the work that logic says you have to do the work. If you don't do the work, you're going to die. Let me tell you, this was a great testimony and a witness to all the other nations that were watching the Israelites, because they knew that they had to work 7 days a week just to survive. They knew that's what logic said, and yet they're watching the Israelites, and the Israelites have a God that when they spend, they take a day off just to worship him. Just to fellowship and be with him and to rest in him and to say, I'm trusting you. I'm going to spend this day worshiping you. I'm not going to provide for myself because I know you will. God will bring the increase. That was a testimony. And that was what the Israelites and the Jewish people should have been doing through all the years of the Old Testament. But men like the rulers of the synagogue changed it and changed it to mean the Sabbath means you don't do work. Miss the entire point. Well, now we have Jesus, who is the fulfillment of all things. So now there is nothing, and this is the great part. This is the great part. It means that we can rest in and rely upon God for everything, not just the physical needs, but for all the spiritual needs. And it also means that now we can approach him. We can come to him with a boldness. We can boldly go to the throne of grace and obtain all the promises of the Word. All the promises of the Word in our lives. This is something they couldn't do in the Old Testament. You know, this is something that even this ruler, with Jesus right there, couldn't have done because Jesus hadn't gotten the whole victory yet. The whole victory that came by his making an open show of the defeat of Satan when he died and rose again on the cross and when he suffered all that he did for us and then rose again. We can rest in him and be assured that we are delivered by him from all things. All things. All things. This is the New Covenant version of Sabbath rest. And you can read Hebrews chapters 3 and 4, and you can find great insights. If you'll read it, and let the Holy Spirit show you great insights on these things. The Sabbath rest means, in the New Covenant, that we trust in, we rely upon him for all things, and we can boldly come to him. And yet most of us are no different than the ruler that was spoken of here. Most of us live our lives just like the ruler did here. He failed to understand the principle of resting in God. And so too today, we fail to understand that resting in God in that new covenant understanding. We, like the ruler, focus on the things that the world and the natural realm has, not upon the things that the spirit world promises to us, not on the things of the promises of God, not on the things of the spirit world and the promises that we have by what Jesus did. We focus on the natural realm. We focus on the things that are right there that we can see, taste, touch, hear, feel. We focus on those things. That is our reality. Our reality should be the spiritual things. And now, because of the new covenant, now when we talk about the Sabbath rest, now it means that we can trust Him for everything. Spirit, soul, and body. For our salvation, for our healing, for our finances, we can rest in Him. It means that if you're worried about your finances and your financial situation, you can focus on the world. You can focus on the circumstances. You can focus on the situation. You can focus on the fact that maybe your boss told you, you know what, your job is hanging in the balance. You can worry and fret and think about that. Or you can find your place of Sabbath rest. God, I'm just going to rest in You. You know what? I can trust You in the same way that You said to the Israelites. You take that day and you just worship Me, and I'll provide the increase. I'm just going to worship You, and I'm going to trust You to provide for my job and for the increase. Yes, it makes no sense in the natural, but it does make sense in the spiritual. So instead of being focused on the spiritual, you cannot enjoy, you cannot understand or enjoy the Sabbath rest. You cannot fully live all the blessings of the Sabbath rest if you're looking at the natural things, if your eye is upon the physical world, if you are obsessed and focused with the things that are taking place around you. Instead, look towards the supernatural. Look towards the Spirit. Rest in Him. Rest in Him. And when those thoughts and those fears start to come up for whatever your need might be, maybe it's a physical need. Maybe the doctors have told you something that is not the news you wanted to hear. You can either do like the Israelites, well, do like the ruler did here, and get so caught up in the things of the natural that you miss the supernatural. Or you can say, you know what, I heard what the doctor said. I heard what my bank account said. I heard what my spouse said about our marriage. I heard all those things. You can either focus on those things, or you can say, you know what, God, I'm resting in You. I'm going to enjoy Your Sabbath rest. Because You said You would take care of all of my spiritual needs. We, like that ruler, focus on the things of the world and the natural realm and not upon the things of the spirit world, not upon the promises that are there for us. When we get a bad report, we believe that report from the world instead of resting in Him. Rest in Him. Whatever the bad report is that you've heard today, don't give it any place. Rest in Him. Rest in Him. The Sabbath rest means that we can be with Him. Now let's look at that last verse again that we were looking at from Luke 13. Now here's this woman. 18 years she suffered. Jesus heals. The religious leaders of the time would never have brought about deliverance, would never have enabled deliverance. She'd have spent the rest of her life bound up in this illness and sickness. Because they didn't understand the Sabbath rest. They did not understand the principle that God said, if you come to Me, if you boldly come to the throne of grace, which you can now through Jesus Christ, if you come to Me, if you place your trust, your hope, and your reliance upon Me, if you don't put your trust in the government, if you don't put your trust in the markets, if you don't put your trust in anything to do with man, don't put your trust in your boss. Don't put your trust in men at all. Don't put your trust in doctors. And I'm not saying that these people are bad or wrong or evil. Certainly they're not. There's a lot of great people who will give you great things, but your trust cannot be in them. Ultimately, your final trust has to be in Jesus Christ. That's when you can rest in and rely upon Him. It's when you rest in and rely upon Him. That is when you get all the benefits that come from that Sabbath rest. That's when you get the blessings. That is when you get to the promised land. And again, Hebrews makes the comparison of Sabbath rest being equated with the promised land. So the promises you're looking for, those things are found in the Sabbath rest. The promises for all the things that you need, financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever you're faced with today, those answers are found in the promised land, and the promised land is equated to Sabbath rest. What is Sabbath rest? Sabbath rest is relying upon, trusting in Him, looking towards Him, having your confidence and your hope in Him, and not focusing on the things of the natural realm. And what happens when we do that? Let's go back down to verse number 17 after Jesus just told the ruler of the synagogue that he was a hypocrite and that this woman ought to be loosed on the Sabbath. This is what the Sabbath is. When he's explaining to them, you're a hypocrite and you don't understand, this is the Sabbath. Your Sabbath is don't do any work. Your Sabbath is the laws of man binding people up. Here's what the Sabbath is. The Sabbath rest is freedom. The Sabbath rest is liberty. The Sabbath rest is walking into the fullness of the promises of God. And when Jesus said those things, now where's your heart at? It gets exposed right here in verse number 17. And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. In the Amplified, it says, even as he said this, all of his opponents were put to shame, and all the people were rejoicing over the glorious things that were being done by him. You know what? Jesus Christ, there are still glorious things being done by him. Those acts are all done, but they're being done as you and I walk into and realize the promises that he has.